Once there was a very rich man who bombarded the throne of God with petitions, asking for the right to take wealth with him.
从前有一个很有钱的人，他不断地去到上帝的宝座的面前，有一个请求，就说他可以能够带他的财富上到去天堂。
Each time the man made a request, God replied, "There's no need to take it with you."
但每一次这个人去请求的时候，上帝都对他说，你没有这样的需要拎埋一起上天堂的。
Finally, however, God decided to relent.
但最后上帝就决定去宽容他了。
Since you refuse to listen to me, I will allow you to take a portion of what you have with you.
因为你一直都拒绝去听我所讲的，我现在准你带一部分你所有的东西。
You may take as much as you can carry in a suitcase.
你能够装得落一个的箧里面那些，你就可以带去。
The man was ecstatic and immediately purchased the largest trunk he could handle.
这个人就说，听了之后就很开心了，然后立刻就去买一个最大的箧。
He then set up the task of determining what portion of his estate he would place in the trunk.
咁佢跟住咧就要谂下啦。诶，佢财产嘅边一部分可以挤落呢一个嘅箧入边咧
？If I take stocks or bonds, he reasoned, it may be impossible to redeem them.
如果我带我嗰啲股票啊，我啲债券去咧，可能嗰啲唔可以脱现喎，到时。
If I take a currency, it is not clear whether I should bring dollar or pound or francs.
如果我带一啲货币去，咁我又应该系带一啲美金啊、英镑啊或者法郎去咧。
Then he decided to bring gold.
咁最后咧，佢决定我要带金。
There is always a market for the gold.
因为时时咧都有一个金嘅买金嘅市场嘅。
Quickly, he turned most of his wealth into the gold bullion and placed it into the trunk.
咁好快咧，佢就将佢所有嘅财产咧变成一啲嘅金块，挤喺佢嗰个箧入边。
Then he put the trunk next to his bed and waited to die.
咁跟住咧，佢就将呢个箧咧挤喺佢个床隔篱，等待死亡嘅嚟到。
Then the rich man showed up at the gates of heaven, carrying his trunk.
咁跟住咧，呢个有钱人咧就去到天堂嘅门口，带住佢嗰个箧。
Saint Peter said, "Sorry, people who enter this gate must come empty-handed."
咁啊，圣彼得咧就话：，诶，对唔住，每一个要嚟到天堂嘅人咧，都系要空手嚟噶。
But I have a special permission," the man insisted.
但呢个人咧坚持就话：，诶，我有一个特别嘅批准噶。
And Saint Peter looked into the record book and was amazed. "I've never seen this allowed before."
咁啊，圣彼得咧就睇下个记录，啊，真系，有一样嘢你系可以批准噶，但系佢就好惊讶会有咁嘅事情发生。
Do you mind if I look in your trunk？
咁我可唔可以望下你个箧入边放啲咩啊
？Not at all, the man said, and he proudly opened the large container that had been packed with the gleaming bricks of the bullion。
咁个人话当然可以啦，咁佢好骄傲咁样打开佢个箧，入边就全部有啲好闪烁嘅嗰啲金块喺度。
Saint Peter carefully examined the content, and then looked befuddled at the rich man.
咁啊，圣彼得咧就好小心嘅望下箧入边嗰啲嘢，然后跟住就好奇怪、好怀疑咁样望住啊嗰个有钱人。
Paving stones, he said, shaking his head.Why did you decide to bring paving stones?
一啲铺街头嗰啲石块，你做咩要带一啲铺街头铺路嗰啲嘅石块嗰啲石仔上嚟啊
？He didn't know that the paving stone in the heaven is gold.
一个有钱人咧，唔知道原来喺天堂嗰啲路边咧都系用金嚟铺嘅。
What do you value the most in your life?
就喺你生命当中，边样嘢系最珍贵咧
？What is it that gives you real meaning as a human being？
咩嘢系俾你系有一个嘅意义咧
？We all must answer either consciously or unconsciously。
就我哋每一个人咧，对呢个嘅问题咧，都要系有有意识下，或者系无意识下，都要去回答嘅。
So it is certainly a religious question. What is so important and why？
这个当然是一个信仰的问题，就是说什么是最重要，而是为什么呢？
In his book, When All You Have Ever Wanted Is Not Enough, Harold Kushner said, Our souls are not hungry for fame, comfort, wealth, or power.
在一本书, 当你有所有的你想要的东西之后你仍然不满足, 几本书的作者就讲到说, 就我们那个灵魂呢, 是, 不是渴望那个的名望啊, 舒适啊, 钱财啊, 或者权力的。
Those rewards create almost many problems as they solve.
就这些一切的东西呢, 它制造的麻烦比, 解决的麻烦是更多的。
Our souls are hungry for meaning, for the sense that if we have figured out how to live so that our life matters, so that the world will be at least a little bit different, for we have passed through it.
我们的灵魂呢, 实在是渴望那个的意义, 就说我们学习怎样去生存那个的意义, 而要觉得就是说我们的生命是有关系的, 这样呢, 当我们在这个世上度过一生之后呢, 对这个世界都有少少的一些的不同。
He distinguished our souls from our desire and the flesh.
他将到我们这个的灵魂呢, 从这个我们的意愿或者我们的肉体那里分开。
He suggested that it is our soul that requires find meaning in our existence beyond our comfort, popularity, and good wealth to be happy.
他就提议就说是我们那个的灵魂呢, 是需要找出那个我们存在那个意义, 是过于那个的舒适, 或者我们那个的名望, 我们那个的钱财, 或者是那个快乐。
What is primary in the minds of most of us today?
在我们今天的脑海当中, 我们最主要的东西是什么呢?
What is our goal as believers?
我们作为信徒, 我们那个的目的是什么呢?
Eternal life, perhaps?
是永生, 可能是?
Yes, that's good.
是啊, 这个是好的。
But wait a minute.
但等等,
there is a condition to be attached.
这个好像有一个附带的条件的。
Eternal life with all the things we have now and more, if possible.
永生, 但是要, 加上其余, 我们所有的东西, 如果可能的话, 是更多添。
Now let's look at the rich man's inquiry in today's gospel lesson.
我们现在就看看在我们今天这个福音的章文里面讲到一个富有的少年人他那个的请问那个的要求。
We can see two emphases in his question to Jesus.
我们看到他在问耶稣的两个问题里面有两个的重点的。
What must I do to inherit eternal life?
我当做什么才可以承受永生?
We can see his emphasis on do and inherit.
我们可以看到他那个重点就是说我要做什么或者我可以承受什么。
While Jesus' reference to keeping the law would suggest earning it, but the rest of the story came down hard on the side of inheriting eternal life.
当耶稣是引出那个要遵守诫命这方面好像是提议到要赚取回来的。 但是其余耶稣所讲的说话都是很着重在那个承受永生的方面。
The man is half right in seeing it as inheritance, but wrong if he thought he could earn it by doing something other than having a faithful relationship with Jesus.
那个富有的少年人呢, 他有一半对, 当他看见, 一个永生是承受的, 但他是错, 如果他是想他是可以赚取得来的。 咁係藉住佢做一啲嘢，而唔係單單只係對同耶穌嗰個嘅一個嘅關係。
Anyway, the operative command in Jesus' reply is, "Come, follow me."
但係無論如何，耶穌嘅回答就係來跟從我。
Surely it is an open call to loyalty and fellowship to be part of the bold and new community of faith.
呢個實在係一個耶穌嘅一個。 公开的一个呼召对所有叫他参与一个新的信仰的群体是有一个的团契有一个的中心在这里。
It was the same call he had issued to other disciples who now want you to brag about their faithful following.
而这个的呼召呢, 是同样是 當時是對門徒的一個的呼召，但門徒今天來講呢，他是在那裡誇耀他那個很忠誠的跟隨耶穌。
For this honest seeker after eternal life, Jesus acknowledges his rightful obedience to the law.
但對於一個很忠心、很著急的去尋求永生的一個的少年人來講呢，耶穌是有去認可他那個的對法律那個的遵守的。
He commended him for his faithfulness.
他有讚賞他那個的忠心。
But then he added, "You lack one thing. Go sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come and follow me."
但耶穌跟住咧就對嗰個少年人講，佢話：你還缺少一件，去變賣你所有嘅，分給窮人，就必有財寶在天上。你還要來跟隨我。
Now we can see what is missing in his quest.
咁喺度我哋就睇到喺佢呢個嘅要求當中有啲乜嘢係佢漏掉咗嘅。
Yes, his willingness to follow Jesus at any cost is not there.
就係佢嗰個無條件去跟隨耶穌嗰個嘅願意嘅心。
It was the costliness of preparation that became a hurdle the man did not want to jump.
就係佢依一個要付上代價嗰個嘅準備咧，係成為佢一個嘅阻攔，佢唔願意跳過去嘅。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer called it the cost of discipleship。
有一個神學家咧就叫呢啲叫做門徒嘅代價。
Apparently, divesting himself of wealth and giving it to the undeserving poor was too great a price or risk to pay for eternal life and peace of soul.
很明顯咧，對依個嘅少年人嚟講咧，要去捨棄佢嘅財物，分俾其餘嘅人咧，佢覺得依個係一個好高嘅代價，或者係要咁樣嚟去換取永生，同埋佢喺佢嘅靈魂嗰個嘅平安咧，係一個好大嘅風險啊。
Thus, the would-be disciple went away grieving at conflict with the soul's greatest need.
所以呢，這個少年人呢，就去憂憂愁愁地走了。
When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving because he had many possessions.
他聽見這個話的時候呢，臉上呢，就變了色，憂憂愁愁地走了，因為他的產業很多。
Have you heard about an old joke about evangelist who after preaching a long sermon gave an altar call?
你有冇聽過一個好舊嘅一個嘅笑話咧？就係講到一個嘅傳道人咧，佢講咗好長嘅一篇道，然後咧就作一個嘅呼召。
Come to the altar and give your life to Christ。
嚟到一個聖壇前咧，如果你係願意將你嘅生命奉獻俾基督嘅
，But no one come。
但冇人上嚟。
In frustration, the evangelist demanded, "Come to the altar and way of saying that you want to live a better life."
他有些的沮喪，所以這個傳道人繼續就去說，他說如果你想有一個更好的生命，就來到這個聖壇前。
Still no one came.
但仍然都沒有人來。
And finally he said, "If you love your mother, come down to the altar."
如果你愛你的媽媽，你就上來這個聖壇前。
Today's gospel reminds us that there are also good, understandable and reasonable reasons for not following Jesus.
就在今天這個福音書裏面，它是提醒我們，就很多時候都是有一些好的，或者是我們可以明白的，或者是合情理的理由去不跟隨耶穌的。
Oftentimes Jesus is presented mostly from the best of motives as the solution to all our problems, the way to fix everything that's wrong in our lives.
很多時候耶穌都是說可以是處理我們很多的人身上的問題，或者是如果我們在生命上有什麼錯誤的地方，耶穌都可以去幫我們作一個的調整的。
But this story reminds us that Jesus is also the beginning of the problems we never would have had if we had not met Jesus.
但在今天的故事那裡，也都提醒我們，耶穌也都是那個有時是問題的開始。如果我們沒有遇見祂的時候，可能就沒有這個問題的。
Now, frankly, today's lesson is not easy to swallow.
就老實說，今天這個的經文的教導不是很容易去接受的。
It even hurts our feelings and security.
你可能會刺到我們的感受或者我們的安全感。
Some will say, I am not the rich or rich enough to give it away.
有些可能說我不是那麼富有，我不會富有到可以分出來給人家。
Others will say, if I achieve what I have aimed, then I can give it away at least a little.
咁有啲咧就可能話，如果我能夠達到我嘅目的咧，咁我就可以分出嚟啦，最低係到一部分啦。
But it never can be comfortable to anybody.
但依一樣嘢咧，可能係對任何人嚟講咧，都唔係一個好舒適嘅一樣嘢。
I know it and understand it, but I must speak up what I have to say this morning.
我知道，亦都係明白嘅，但係我一定要好清楚嘅去講出嚟今朝。
It should not be taken literally as a mandate for all Christians to divest themselves of all their worldly goods, but neither should it be diluted to imply it means mere spiritual denunciation.
就一樣嘢咧，唔可以話我哋係好似字面上嘅去講到，就話所有嘅基督徒咧都一定要去捨棄佢喺地上嘅一切嘅產業，但亦都唔可以去好輕淡咁樣去意思去指導，就係話只係屬靈上嗰個嘅捨棄。
Practically, it demands an actual surrender of goods.
而喺實質上咧，佢係要求我哋係有一個係我哋嘅所有嘅嘢能夠擺上嘅。
Also, this is the heart of the biblical stewardship or discipleship.
而且咧，依個亦都係喺聖經上所講到嘅管家。或者是門徒嗰個嘅重點嚟嘅。
Yes, this is one of the reasons why church requires offerings.
係嘅，依個亦都係其中一個原因，點解教會係有奉獻一樣。
If we just needed to pay the bills, there would be more effective way of collecting the fund.
如果我哋只係要付嗰啲嘅帳單，我哋就有一個更有效嘅方法去收集依啲嘅款項。
For example, we can bill members.Or charge membership dues.
或者可以，譬如可以，我哋係退俾帳單每一個嘅會員，或者係所有嘅人要付一個嘅會員費。
The point is that every Christian needs to take a sum of his or her earthly treasure and literally give it away regularly.
而嗰個要點咧，就係話，就每一個基督徒咧都需要從佢嘅地上嘅財物當中咧。是真係嘅，要分一啲嘅出嚟，要經常嘅去咁樣做。
Yes, every Christian needs to do this, not just help the church or aid the needy, but for sanctity of our own soul and our own relationship with God.
係嘅，就係每一個基督徒係需要咁樣做，唔單止話係去幫助教會或者去幫助嗰啲貧窮嘅人，但係主要嘅係為到我哋每一個人嘅虔誠。同埋我哋同上帝嗰個關係嘅原因。
We know that any offerings requires a radical revision of priorities.
就係每一個嘅奉獻咧，都係需要我哋係嗰個優先次序嗰個嘅重整嘅。
We need to reorder our priorities rather frequently to check our relationship in discipleship with Jesus.
就我哋好需要咧，時時嘅去重新嘅去排列我哋嗰個優先次序。你去監察我哋同上帝嗰、那個同耶穌嗰個嘅關係。
Another lesson we should not miss is that God's grace is still available and God's mercy is greater still.
另外一個喺依度學到嘅功課咧，我哋唔可以漏掉嘅咧，就係上帝嘅恩典仍然都喺度嘅，而上帝嗰個慈愛咧係佢個憐憫咧係好大嘅。
The rich man thought that there's something he needs to know about God.To make his request successful.
就一個嘅富有嘅少年人咧，佢覺得佢以為咧，佢係需要認識上帝更多，佢好叫佢依一個嘅佢依個嘅追求咧係能夠成功。
But the lesson tells that it depends more on what God knows about him.
但係一個嘅經文嗰度咧係話俾我哋聽，就係更緊要嘅咧就係上帝認識我哋或者認識佢。
When he learned what God knows about him, he goes away grieving.
当他知道上帝明白他知道他的内心的时候，他就忧忧愁愁地走开。
That's the very attitude of the many people even today.
这个就是对我们很多人来讲都是我们今天的人的一个的态度。
When we think we cannot do by ourselves, we often give up or leaving rather than bringing God into our problems and the situations.
当我们觉得我们不能够自己再做到任何的事的时候，我们就开始放弃或者是离开，而反而是没有去将这些是我们这个问题带到上帝的面前。
But we should know that God never ignores us, neither condemns us.
我们要知道上帝永远都不会不理我们或者去指责我们。
So the problem is that we do not invite God into our midst.
所以问题就是说我们没有邀请上帝来到我们的中间。
Oftentimes we do not bring the case to God or invite God into our lives.
有很多时候我们又没有将我们那个的情况是带到上帝面前，或者邀请上帝进入我们的生命里面。
Rather we just give up, aren't we?
相反呢，我们就只是在这里放弃，是不是呢？
But Jesus' last word provides a context of grace.
但耶稣最后那句的说话呢，是就讲到他那个恩典那个的内容在这里。
For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible.
耶稣说在人是不能够，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
With this in mind, let us hear the advice today's episode lesson gives.
当我们这样想的时候，我们也都去看看今天在书信里面那个的教导是怎样。
It is about the person, the power, and the purpose of Christ.
这个呢，实在是讲到关于基督那个的能力，基督那个的目的。
It says that we are called to steadfastness and courage because of who Jesus is and because of what he has done, is doing, and will do.
就在那里呢，是叫我们是要坚守，叫我们有勇气，因为耶稣在这里，因为耶稣所曾经做过的，他现在做紧的，他将来会做的事。
Frequently, these verses are cited to support the authority of Scripture. But if we read the text carefully, we can see that the Word of God is none other than Jesus Christ.
很多时呢，这一段的经文呢，都是引用来是讲到圣经那个的权力。咁但系呢，但如果我哋留心去睇呢个经文嘅内容嘅时候呢，我哋会睇到嗰个上神嘅道，实在咧系指到耶稣基督嘅。
It is Jesus Christ who is active, scrutinizing, and capable of distinguishing the moral, the most intimate level of life, and genuinely discerning the depths of our existence.
系耶稣基督就系嗰个系活泼嘅，系时时好仔细嘅喺度观察嘅，有一个能力去分辨出我们在生命里面 最深入的那个的层面，也都是他能够 去分辨到我们存在那个最深入那些的地方。
It is Jesus Christ from whom nothing is hidden, and it is he who walks flesh in an ultimate demand of our lives.
是耶稣呢，在耶稣的面前呢，我们是没有可以隐藏的，也都是他呢，是在我们生命的在不同的地方，他都是在这里是工作的。
It is awe-inspiring, but as a promise, more than a threat.
这个呢 是一个的应许来的，不是一个的恐吓。
The author claims that the greatness of heavenly high priest, the Son of God, is able to sympathize with our weaknesses because in every respect he has been tested as we are, yet without sin.
就希伯来书的作者呢，他亦都是讲到这个的天上的最大的祭司，大祭司，他那个的能力，他是上帝的儿子，他是能够去明白我们那个的软弱的，因为呢在各方面他都是有受过试探，跟我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Jesus' own experience of the weakness of human life gives him complete compassion for our limitations and difficulties.
他耶稣是能够是经历过所有我们人经历的一切的软弱，令到他呢是有对我们那个的限制，对我们的困难呢是有完全的那个的明白和怜悯。
His steadfastness despite the temptation puts him in a position to give us exactly the help we need in life's trouble and crisis.
耶稣他在 試探當中仍然能夠堅持堅守，這樣是令到他能夠真的足夠地去幫助我們在我們人生的困難或者我們的危難當中，成為我們的幫助。The
author therefore exhorts us to hold fast to our confession, that is faith in Jesus Christ, and to approach the throne of grace.
而希伯來書的作者亦都是叫我們 要持守住我們所宣告的，當我們來到這個施恩寶座前。
By approaching the throne of grace, we come before the one who has the ability to keep us faithful amidst temptations and challenges.
當我們來到一個施恩寶座前的時候，我們是去到那個能夠幫助我們持守我們在祂面前是有信心的。 特別是在一個試探和挑戰的時候，我們仍然都是能夠持守那個信心的。
It is true that Jesus Christ ministers to the needs of those who turn to Him by mercy and grace.
耶穌他是對那些有需要的人來到祂的面前的時候，他是用憐恤和恩惠來去對待他們的。
In fact, we are not suddenly made sinless or blameless.
事實上，我們不是立即就變成無罪或者無可指責。
Rather, God's generosity and goodness underwrite and sustain our faithfulness through our faith journey.
反而就是上帝的寬容和祂的善，是能夠繼續維持我們在我們信心的旅程當中的信實。
What are the temptations and challenges you face now?
就是在我們今天，我們面對的是什麼的試探和挑戰呢？
Perhaps you may be thinking of exodus from the trials or just want to be staying out of trouble.
可能你是想離開脫離你今天的困難，或者你是想離開所有的煩惱。
Many of you may have seen it already. In the frigid waters of the around Greenland, there are countless of icebergs. Some little and some gigantic.
有啲你哋當中咧，可能有啲係見過喺Greenland嗰個嘅一個島入邊嘅一啲好冷嘅水嗰度，入邊有好多嘅冰塊係漂流住嘅，有啲係細嘅，有啲係大嘅。
But if you observe them carefully, you will notice that the small ice flows moves in one direction, while the massive counterpart flows in another.
如果你留心去看的時候，你可能發覺到有些小的冰塊會向一個方向流，而另外一些大塊的冰塊會向另外一個方向流。The
explanation is simple.
就是那個解釋是很簡單的。Surface
wind drives the little ones, whereas the huge masses of ice are carried along by deep ocean current.
就是那些表面那些風是會吹那些小的冰塊向一邊，而那些大的冰塊是被海洋的深入的水流所推動的。When
we face trials, tragedies, and challenges, similarly, it is helpful to see our lives as being subjected to two forces, surface wind and ocean current.
就是當我們面對一些困難、一些悲劇或者我們的挑戰的時候，很多時候都會很容易去幫我們的，就是去看看我們這個當時的生命，實在是有兩股的力量來去拉住的。一些就是那個表面那些風，另外一個就是海洋深下面的水流。
The winds represent everything changeable, unpredictable, and distressing.
就是那些表面的風，就代表了那些所有可以改變的東西，或者你不可預知的東西，或者一些是令你困擾的東西。
But operating simultaneously is another force.
就是同樣一起在運作的，就是另外一種的力。
That's even more powerful.
那個是一個更強大的力。
It is the sure movement of God's wise and sovereign purpose, the deep flow of God's unchanging love.
那個就是上帝有智慧的，有主權的在運行， 而一個咧就係上帝嗰個唔改變嘅愛係喺深深嘅喺度流動緊嘅。
As disciples of Jesus, we believe that Jesus is the object of our devotion.
作為耶穌嘅門徒咧，我哋相信咧，耶穌就係我哋嚟虔誠嘅一個嘅對象。
He is the true source of a faithful Christian life.
一個咧耶穌咧就係我哋一個信徒一個基督徒生命嘅一個嘅。真正嗰個嘅來源。
He is the most powerful force to move his disciples and followers according to his will and purpose for our lives.
耶穌咧，實在就係嗰個好有力嗰個嘅力咧，係去帶領喐動我哋嘅所有嘅門徒同埋跟隨者，按住佢嘅旨意同埋按住佢擠喺我哋每人嘅生命上嗰個嘅目的嚟去喐嘅。
And our life in Jesus Christ make us aware the direction that we should move on.
我哋对耶稣基督嗰个嘅信心咧，系令到我哋睇到、知道我哋应该向边个嘅方向嚟去前进。
Therefore, let us be wiser.
所以咧，就让我哋比较更加有智慧啦。
To let the deep flow Jesus Christ move us on, rather than being tempted by or scared by surface wind.
就是讓一個嘅更深入有能力嗰個嘅流動，就是耶穌基督去帶領我哋向前行，而唔係被嗰啲嘅表面上嗰啲嘅風嚟去引誘我哋啊，或者去令到我哋去害怕。
Those gusts and gales are seemingly violent and powerful sometimes, but it is not the force we can take on.
就嗰啲強風咧，好多時咧都係覺得係吹得好猛烈啊，或者甚至有時係好似好強烈咁樣嘅。但係依一個嘅力咧，唔係我哋應該去接受嘅。
Only faith in Jesus Christ will lead us unto His grace and salvation。
就只有我哋喺耶穌基督入邊嘅信心咧，就係可以帶領我哋係藉住佢嗰個嘅恩典同埋佢嘅救恩。
Let us remember that.We cannot fail if we rely on His grace and have faith in His never-failing love.
讓我哋記得咧，如果我哋係依靠佢嗰個恩典嘅時候咧，我哋係唔會失敗嘅。而我哋如果能夠係時時嘅去依靠佢一個永遠嘅愛嘅時候咧，有一個嘅信心嘅時候咧，我哋係永遠唔會失敗嘅。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.